All right, get ready, because this week we are going deep on Greenfield High School athletics. And wow, these kids have been busy.
Busy and good.
Yeah, some really impressive wins, some standout athletes, and a whole lot of that good old team spirit.
Love that.
We're working off the Athletic Highlights Jan 1st, 5th document here, and let me tell you, it is jam-packed with action.
It really is.
So get ready for a deep dive into swim meets, basketball, wrestling, oh, and even some flag football.
You know, I really like that this document goes beyond just listing the scores. It gives you a real sense of the dedication and the coaching
I agree.
and that raw thrill of competition that makes high school sports so special.
Totally. Okay, let's jump right in with the boys' swim and dive team. They were at the 31st annual Marquette Invitational Swimming Meet. And let me tell you, this was not your average high school meet.
No. This was a big one.
This was the big
In
leagues.
Greenfield, they really held their own.
They did?
That 200-yard medley relay team, Noah Stanford, Max Miller, Evan Richberger, and Luke Miller.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
The Millers, they're brothers.
They are.
Okay, that's awesome.
Not cool.
So they clocked in at 1 minute, 48.26 seconds. That is fast.
That's seriously
Like
fast.
state level fast,
Yeah.
especially given who they were up against at this meet.
Exactly. And it makes you realize these boys, they've been putting in the work.
Yeah, and speaking of the Miller brothers, Max also swam the 200-yard individual medley in 2.06.57.
I mean, that's not just speed, that's versatility right there.
Yeah, that's stamina.
Real deal.
He can clearly handle multiple events.
Makes you wonder what else he has up his sleeve.
Right. And then his brother Luke just crushed the 100-yard free.
51.31.
I mean, wow.
Just pure speed.
It's
Amazing.
like they're training in some secret underwater lair or something
Me.
with a special Greenfield water formula.
That's gotta be it.
It's the only explanation.
It's in the water.
Oh, and let's not forget the 200-yard free relay team, Tommy Lesiak and Nick Holthaus.
Another strong showing.
They finished at 1.58.65. That's some real synchronized speed right there.
Speaks volumes about their coaching and
Absolutely.
the team's commitment to working together. You know, they're not just individual swimmers,
Oh,
they're a unit.
they're a well-oiled machine. All right, let's move to a game that I have to admit had me on the edge of my seat. Boys basketball versus Marquette University High School.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Close game.
Oh, it was back and forth.
So much intensity.
Nail biter till the very end.
Final score, 78-67. Greenfield takes it.
Yeah, but what really impressed me was how they handled the pressure.
Yeah.
Because Marquette, they're known for their aggressive play, but Greenfield,
They did not back down.
not a bit.
Azon Juarez Quinn, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. I mean, this kid's a star.
He's one to watch, for sure.
What grade is he in? Are the college scouts already knocking at his door?
I'm sure they are.
Because he was unstoppable.
He was.
But you know, what really makes Greenfield dangerous is that they have such a well-rounded team.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just one player.
You've got Mason Stieber-Pinter with 18 points, Braden Seidler with 12, Brandon Schluter with 10.
That kind of balanced scoring is
Yeah.
a nightmare to defend.
Oh, absolutely.
And their defense, don't forget about the
I was
defense.
just about to say that.
10 steals,
Yeah.
two
They
blocks.
were all over Marquette.
Not just playing offense,
Yeah.
they dictated the pace of the entire game.
All right, let's switch gears for a minute and talk wrestling. The girls' wrestling team was at the 2025 Lancer Girls Invitational. Greenfield's making a name for themselves in this sport.
They really are.
It's great to see.
And it's so exciting to see how much girls wrestling has grown.
Yeah.
And Greenfield's right at the forefront of that. You've got Angela Xiong in the 107 pounds category. She placed fourth, earned 14.5 points for her team, and she won some of her matches by tech fall, which means she was so dominant they had to end the match early.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not just skill.
That's a whole other level.
Killer instinct.
And Eva Rivera
Yeah.
in the 120 pounds category.
Oh, she had a great showing.
Fifth place finish.
Tough category.
You know, I've always admired wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
It takes so much grit, you
It's
know.
as much a mental game as it is physical.
Exactly. To step out on that mat takes a lot of gut.
Absolutely. And then you have Jazlene Solis in the 138 pounds category, had this pin first round, lightning fast. It was over before her opponent even knew what hit them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Greenfield's girls, they're serious. Okay, hold on to your hats because the boys' wrestling team also killed it at the Lancer Invitational.
It sounds like they were placing in every weight class.
It's almost like every weight class had a greenfield wrestler making a name for themselves. You got Julien Rouleau in the 106 pounds category, took second place, some really dominant wins, a major decision, which is basically a super convincing win,
right?
And multiple pins.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this guy is a pinning machine.
And how many points did he rack up for the team?
23 points, just from him.
That's huge.
Yeah. Then you've got Cooper Killiman in the 113 pounds category. Had a tough loss early on, but fought his way back to a fifth place finish.
I love that.
It's that resilience.
You know, the never give up attitude.
Exactly.
That separates good athletes from great ones.
Absolutely. And it's not just those two. You've got Austin Holter in the 120 pounds category. Also had a great tournament. Some quick pins, ended up in sixth place.
Wow.
It's like he was a ninja out there, striking fast.
I love it. You know, it's so cool to see how each wrestler, they're not just out there for themselves.
No.
They're fighting for every point for their team.
Absolutely.
And what I'm noticing is that Greenfield's wrestling program, it's deep.
It is.
They've got talent in every weight class.
That speaks to the coaching.
It really does.
And the dedication of these athletes.
Yeah, this isn't a fluke.
This is a program that's built to last.
We're not done with the wrestling highlights yet, but for now, let's switch to something a little bit different.
All right, you ready for some more wrestling? Greenfield's got a few more standouts I think you'll find interesting.
Oh, yeah, hit me. This wrestling report has been intense so far.
Well, Kenny Jersey in the 157 pounds category. This guy was a force.
Okay.
Ended up in fourth place, had a string of victories, some lightning fast pins. I mean, I'm talking takedowns, reversals, and pins so quick you'd miss it if you blinked.
I wish we had video for this podcast.
I know, right? So 22 points for the team.
Wow, from one wrestler.
From Kenny Jersey. You know, seeing him out there just makes you realize how much dedication, you know, years of training it takes to get to that level.
Absolutely, yeah. What about the other weight classes? It seems like Greenfield had somebody placing in almost every single one.
You are absolutely right. Gavin St. John, 175 pounds category, fifth place finish, took a major decision, 18.5 points for the team. And what's impressive about Gavin is he controls the pace of the match.
Oh, interesting.
He's not just reacting to his opponent, he's dictating the terms. And then there's Vladimir Boyko, 215 pounds category. This guy is a powerhouse.
Oh, wow.
Pinned his way to a third place finish.
Yeah.
24.5 points for Greenfield. Watching him wrestle is like watching a human bulldozer.
I can only imagine.
Just strength and technique, just overwhelming. And then finally, we got Evan Christensen, the 285 pounds category.
Okay.
Wrestled his heart out, fifth place finish, added another 15.5 points to the team total. This guy, he's all about resilience, faced some really tough opponents, but never gave up, battled his way to a well-deserved victory.
That's awesome.
You know, I also admire his sportsmanship, even in the heat of competition, always respectful towards his opponents, you know, a true champion.
Well, we've covered swimming, we've covered basketball, we've covered wrestling.
We have.
Greenfield athletes are crushing it.
They are.
What else do we have here? Is there anything left?
Well, now we're stepping onto a different field, one where speed and strategy reign supreme. It's time to talk about Greenfield's girls' flag football team.
Okay.
And their absolute demolition of Muskego Red.
Flag football. Okay. I'm intrigued.
This is a sport that's gaining popularity, and I'm curious to hear how Greenfield stacks up.
Me too. Me too.
Well, they're not just stacking up. They're setting the standard. Final score, 46-27. I mean, a complete blowout. Greenfield was in control from the start, leading 22-7 at halftime. This team is a well-oiled machine, executing plays with precision and speed. It's like watching a perfectly choreographed dance, but with a lot more flag grabbing.
Okay, I'm getting hyped just listening to you describe this.
Oh, yeah.
Who were some of the key players in this flag football frenzy? Give me the rundown.
All right, so leading the charge, we got quarterback Eddie Anna. And let me tell you, this girl can throw. She threw 6 touchdowns in this game.
6 touchdowns. Wow.
That's not luck. That's talent and a deep understanding of the game. She was reading the defense, finding her receivers, delivering those passes right on target.
A quarterback's dream?
Absolutely. And Maria, she was all over the field.
Really?
Offense and defense, had an interception, which is huge on defense, multiple flag pulls, and several key receptions.
Wow. So she was contributing everywhere.
Everywhere. A true all-around athlete. Like, she's got a sixth sense for where the ball is going to be, always in the right place at the right time.
So I'm sensing a theme here. Greenfield athletes are just good, period.
They are.
What about the rest of the team? Who else contributed to this impressive win?
Oh, there's more. Jada, she came up big with a crucial two-point conversion. Those can make all the difference, you know?
Yeah.
And she was a beast on defense with countless flagpoles. And then you've got Ashley, Yasmin, and Gianna all over the field making defensive stops, preventing Muskego Red from getting any momentum. Gianna especially, consistent defensive plays like a wall, shutting down any offensive threat that came her way.
It sounds like this Greenfield girls flag football team is on a roll.
They are. And you know what's really exciting about this win?
What's that?
It shows how much girls flag football is growing.
I agree.
It's a sport that really empowers these young women, lets them develop athletic skills, strategic thinking, leadership qualities.
Yeah.
Greenfield is clearly leading the way in this sport.
You know, looking at this whole athletic highlights document, it's not just wins and losses. It's the spirit of these Greenfield athletes.
Totally.
The dedication they bring to their sports.
Yeah.
The sense of community they create.
I love that.
It's pretty inspiring stuff.
You know, this deep dive into Greenfield athletics has been really insightful.
It has.
Swimming, basketball, wrestling, flag football, these student athletes are demonstrating some remarkable skills.
Yeah.
Determination and sportsmanship.
It makes you wonder what the future holds for Greenfield High School athletics.
Right?
I mean, with this level of talent and dedication, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely. We could be looking at future state champions.
In multiple sports.
Multiple sports. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll even see some Greenfield athletes competing at the collegiate level.
Yeah, maybe even professionally.
It's an exciting time to be a fan.
It really is. And for those of you listening out there, what's your prediction for the future of Greenfield athletics?
What stands out to you as the most promising area or the one with the biggest potential for growth? Greenfield's got something special brewing in their athletics program, I think.
It does feel that way, right?
Like there's this momentum building.
Yeah.
Like they're on the cusp of something really remarkable.
Yeah, I agree.
Makes you wonder what's next for them, you know? Will we see some state championship banners hanging up in the gym? Will we see Greenfield athletes competing at the collegiate level? Maybe even professionally.
Right.
It's an exciting time to be a fan.
It is. And for everyone listening out there, think about that for a second. What is your prediction for Greenfield athletics?
What stands out to you as the most promising area?
Yeah.
Or the one with, like, the biggest potential for growth?
I'm really intrigued by the rise of girls flag football.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
It is exploding in popularity right now. And Greenfield is clearly a leader.
Definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised if they became a powerhouse, you know, in the state, maybe even nationally.
I agree. And it shows you how committed the school is to giving opportunities to all athletes.
Totally. Yeah. And the success of the wrestling program, both boys and girls, is definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
They've got depth. They've got talent. And they've got coaching that's clearly dedicated.
For sure.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them competing for state titles very soon.
It's possible.
And hey, who knows? Maybe one day we'll see a Greenfield wrestler on the Olympic podium.
That would be amazing. You know, even beyond the championships and the individual awards,
yeah.
What I find most inspiring is how these programs impact the whole school and the community.
Yeah, it brings everyone together. It
creates this sense of unity, this shared pride in what these young athletes are accomplishing.
And that's something you can't measure with wins and losses.
Absolutely. It's about building character, yeah. Fostering a sense of belonging,
yeah.
Creating a legacy that goes way beyond the playing field.
So well said. It has been an absolute pleasure taking this deep dive with you into Greenfield High School athletics.
Likewise, it's been a lot of fun.
It's clear that these programs are more than just sports. They're a reflection of the dedication and the passion and the spirit of this whole community.
I agree. It's inspiring to see the talent and the determination and the sportsmanship of these student athletes.
Yeah, and it just reminds you that the future of sports is bright.
It is.
Especially because of the hard work and dedication of folks just like them.
Absolutely.
And everyone listening, we encourage you to keep following Greenfield High School athletics.
Yes.
Support these athletes, attend their games, be a part of this.
It's special.
Because who knows, you might just be witnessing the rise of future legends.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep cheering on those amazing student athletes.
That's it for this deep dive. We'll see you in the next one.